From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. Missouri became a major focus in the discussion around officer-involved shootings after Michael Brown's killing in Ferguson in 2014, yet only a few of the state's police agencies submit data to an FBI program that tracks those shootings. A St. Louis Post-Dispatch analysis has found that the voluntary national use of force data collection effort has been slow to catch on, even among St. Louis area police departments. The program gathers information on fatal and non-fatal shootings and records instances when officers fire their weapons but strike no one. Supporters say the data collection will be used to better understand how officers make life and death decisions. They say the information also can inform police leaders about how to improve officer training. The FBI says only 13 of about 600 agencies in Missouri had submitted a report through November 22nd. Columbia attorney Dan Vietz has filed an ethics complaint alleging Mayor Brian Treese has violated state campaign finance laws. Vietz's complaint presents two allegations against Treese. One, that he failed to file required paperwork before accepting donations for a 2022 mayoral campaign, and two, that he is illegally maintaining a campaign committee while he is a registered lobbyist. According to the Columbia Missourian, Vietz filed the complaint with the Missouri Ethics Commission on November 19th. In the first part of his complaint, Vietz says Treese failed to file an amended statement of committee organization before accepting donations for a 2022 bid for a third term as mayor. The second part of Vietz's complaint says Treese has remained a registered lobbyist since 1996 through his tenure as mayor. A bill passed in 2016 requires any person registering as a lobbyist to dissolve their candidate committee, Vietz noted in his filing. It's unclear how that law applies to Treese, who was a lobbyist before he first sought public office. Some areas of Missouri are still recovering from this year's devastating flooding, and concern is already rising that the spring of 2020 may bring more high water before that recovery is even finished. 8 months after record flooding in many places, parts of the Missouri River are above flood stage at a time of the year when river levels traditionally run low. Conditions are only slightly better on the Mississippi River. National Weather Service hydrologist Mark Fuchs says high river levels aren't the only concern. Another factor is the long-range forecast of a wetter-than-normal winter. Missouri is cracking down on drivers who use fake temporary license plates. The new holographic temporary plates were unveiled by the Revenue Department this month. The new plates cost the same to make as the paper temporary tags. The word void will appear if anyone tries to copy the new plates. The department expects that dealers in license offices will have the new tags by February at the latest. The state is still struggling to stop drivers from using temporary license plates long past their 30-day expiration date. The Department of Revenue estimates the state missed $26 million in unpaid sales taxes for drivers who never got new plates and consequently never paid those taxes. I'm Zay Mosher, KBIA News Columbia.